Pam, Pamela Corson, and I'll be your guide throughout this story, based upon the lives of Jim Morrison and myself, Jim's soulmate and muse, both here and beyond this physical realm. And now, without further ado, Jim comes to us, from the other side.
The other side.
Wow. It's good to be back. In present time. In spirit, that is. Hi, folks. There's so much to share before this story ends. But for now, just remember this. When it feels like your whole world is falling apart, all around you, stranger than strange, just hold on. Hold on, my friends. The light will come.
Jim Morrison, at age 22, shortly before his career takes off, is strolling along a busy city sidewalk in Los Angeles, California. Though Jim does believe in love at first sight, it had not yet happened for him until today. Jim sees a 19-year-old girl, a chick, as he would say, strolling towards him with a suitcase at hand. Their eyes make contact and then lock for just a moment as she passes. Then, as fate would have it, we both slowly turn around and look at each other. Jim Morrison and me. Young Pam Corson. Jim knows he's got to meet me.
Hi, I'm Jim. Wow, what's your name?
Pam, I'm Pam.
As in Pamela?
No, it's just Pam.
So beautiful.
Yeah.
Do you want to sit down here on a bench and talk?
Well, yes, I do for some reason. But I just want you to know, I don't normally sit down and talk to strange men.
That's okay, Pam. I don't normally talk to strange men either.
That's good. Just for a couple minutes, though. I have to be someplace.
Everybody's coming and going from someplace. I say hello to a friend, and soon I say goodbye.
Really?
It's like everything's always in motion. But I already know I don't want to say goodbye to you.
Wow. That's, let's sit down. Tell me, are you from around here?
Yeah, well, I am now. I used to live in Florida with the folks.
Oh.
I came out west to study filmmaking at UCLA.
Filmmaking? So, that's what you're into?
Absolutely. Well, soon, I hope.
Oh.
I'm a singer, actually. You know, I got some poems, and my friend Ray's helping me put them to music. You know, rock and roll.
A singer-songwriter with big dreams. Welcome to L.A., right?
No, really, I'm serious. We signed with a label and we play a club. It's called the London Fog.
I haven't heard of that one, Jim.
Well, it's a small club. Just down the street from Whiskey A Go-Go on Sunset.
Oh, I've been there before.
Far out.
I really gotta go. It's been nice.
The Doors.
What?
The Doors, my band, were called The Doors. You know, like Aldous Huxley's book, The Doors of Perception.
Yeah, I get it. Far out.
Yeah, we thought so. I've personally come to believe, as the poet William Blake once said, if the doors of perception were cleansed, everything would appear to man as it really is. infinite.
Really?
So, can I have it now?
Can you have what?
Your phone number. You know, the key to my future.
Slow down. But sure. Here's my work card. I'll write my home phone on the back. Here you go.
Thank you.
I work at a little clothing boutique. I guess we only really talked about you, didn't we?
Sorry about that, Pam. Maybe next time. There will be a next time, won't there?
I hope so. You're a very interesting guy. You might have potential, Mr. Wannabe Rockstar.
Thank you.
Oh, by the way, I don't know why I'm saying this, but being that we just met, I'm having a little informal wine and cheese party at my place this evening. You're invited to come, if you want to.
Groovy, yeah. I'd love to come. Just say when and where, Pam.
I live at 27 Love Street in Laurel Canyon. It's a pretty little cottage with green shutters and a pretty little garden.
Very pretty, Pam.
Well, I guess I'll see you later then, Jim. Oh, I almost forgot. It's at 6:30 p.m. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye now.
Remember, 27 Love Street.
Yeah, you keep walking, Foxy Lady. Wow. I feel like I'm floating on air. I just met a girl named Pam. She lives on Love Street. Crazy.
Well, it's getting late in the evening. Jim leaves his friend Dennis's apartment, where he's been couch surfing for a while, and he makes his way to my little yellow cottage, the one with the green shutters and a pretty little garden on Love Street. Standing in the porch light, Jim reaches out to knock on my door, but then he hesitates and thinks to himself,
"You deserve it, Jim, don't you? Money? Success? Love?
Just knock on the door, Jim.
Knock on the door, Jim.
And go where angels fear to tread." Jim!
Pam!
Welcome to my home. Come in, like, meet everyone.
Okay, yeah.
This is my friend Janet. We work together at the boutique.
How are you, Jim?
Oh, I'm fine.
I've heard a lot about you.
Really?
Oh, you wouldn't believe.
Really?
Isn't that right, Pam?
And over here, Jim, this is the wine and cheese I promised you. And, like, these are my pillows. Very soft. And this...
Pam, listen. There's no time to wallow in the mire.
What?
The time to hesitate is through.
For someone in such a hurry, why'd you get here so late?
I don't know. Sometimes I feel like an outcast.
Oh, sweetie, give me a hug. I open my arms and Jim presses me close, like he's holding a lifelong, long-lost loved one. Tears in his eyes. The room seems to fade and transform around us into a magical space. The people slowly disappearing, leaving Jim and I alone in a lover's dream. Jim kisses me so softly on the lips. But I have to pull away.
Pam, what is it? What's wrong?
Jim, I do want you. I don't know why that's happening so quickly. I feel like you really get me. But I have to tell you.
You can tell me anything, darling.
I've never been with a man before.
Oh, that. Well, that is surprising. But there's always a first time. This could be it.
I want to. I really do. I'm just a little nervous. Will you help me?
Will I help you? Yeah. Okay. You put your hand on my face.
Yes.
And I put my hand on your hip.
Yes.
Then we move a little closer.
Yes.
And then our lips come a little closer. And then...
Jim, like it feels we've known each other forever.
Yes, beyond this time.
I'm already afraid of losing you. Do you ever feel like this life isn't your real life? You know, like...
Shh. Relax, Pam. I'm here now, and I'm holding you.
Don't let go.
I won't. I won't leave. Until the light comes.
And so, our young lovers have found their cosmic mate, and I personally guarantee Jim has finally met his match. We're like two sides of the same coin. So we decided to live together at my place and share every aspect of our lives. Jim introduces me to the band as his one and only, which is not exactly believable to them, knowing Jim's wild and sometimes destructive side, the one they call Jimbo. After one particular band rehearsal, Ray and his Japanese-American girlfriend, Dorothy, go out with Jim and I to a restaurant for a little get-to-know-you time.
So, Jim and Pam, tell us, how did you two meet?
Well, I really shouldn't.
Tell us.
Yeah, this ought to be good, Dorothy.
Come on, Jim. Don't embarrass me.
Okay. She picked me up on the city street.
What?
No, I didn't.
Okay, I picked her up.
Huh?
No, really. I was walking one way, and Pam was walking the other, and we sort of noticed each other in passing.
We both turned around at the same time as we passed each other, and it was fate.
Far out, you guys.
That's what I call interesting, Jim.
So far out.
Thank you, Dorothy. I wasn't going to say this, but I feel strangely comfortable with you guys. When I met Jim, I was so excited I nearly peed my pants.
What? You what?
Wow, that's so sweet, you guys.
You know, Ray, Dorothy, what I find really cool is that Pam was born right here in California, in the city of Weed.
Huh? Did you say Weed?
Weed. A town called Weed? That's far out, man.
Yeah, and it's located in the shadow of Mount Shasta. And there's heavy paranormal activity there. Even underground cities built by the Indians.
Underground cities?
Really?
Dang right, to escape the meteor showers.
It's really just a small town in Mount Shasta.
Well, sure, Pam, but I think there's so much more to it, though. And here's the clincher, guys. There's a series of connected tunnels from Mount Shasta to L.A. And the whole thing is shaped like a giant lizard.
Giant
lizard? Are you kidding me?
Jim says the head of the lizard is in L.A. And the tail is in the Weed area.
Well, Jim is the lizard king. So what you're saying is you two are joined together by this giant lizard.
Wow.
Yeah, how perfect is that?
Since I just moved to L.A., Jim thinks there's a mystical connection between the two cities and us. He says we were meant to find each other.
That's so romantic, Pam.
Thank you, Dorothy.
Wow, that is pretty cool. Dorothy and I just met at school.
Ray, what do you mean we just met at school?
All right, you guys, don't fight. Let's at least put on a good front for Pam. She's just getting to know you.
We're just kidding around, Pam. We're not serious.
I know.
Wait a minute. We are serious.
Shut up, Ray. Hush your mouth.
From a dark corner of the restaurant comes a mystery man in his mid-30s, dressed in all black with a cape. Like a vampire, he slowly creeps towards us. I see him coming, but I look away. With his every step towards me, I get more uncomfortable. The mysterious man steps right up to me, bows down, takes my hand and kisses it. I pull away. Jim and Ray both start to stand up, but the man in black motions them to sit back down.
No need to stand, gentlemen. Let me introduce myself. I am known as the Count. Pamela and I are, well, very close friends.
Really? Well, my name's Jim, the Morrison.
Excuse me, Gene. His name is Gene.
Huh.
He just thinks he's a Count.
My love, have I upset you?
I'm not your love. Really, Jim, I'm not his love. Are you stalking me, Gene?
Hey, dude, are you stalking Pam?
Of course not. Let's just call it synchronicity.
Oh, I love it when that happens.
Dorothy, don't encourage him. Look, Gene the Count, we're having a private party here, and you're not invited.
No worries. No worries. Let me apologize for the interruption. With a $50 bill.
Thank you, Mr. Count. You can interrupt us anytime.
Hey, that won't be necessary, man. Right, Ray?
No, Jim. Let him pay.
We don't need your money, Gene.
Pamela, you say that now, but what about before?
I never cared about your money.
So, you did love me.
Hey, back off a little, dude. Who is this guy?
Relax, Jim. Okay, time to go. Bye-bye, Gene.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye, dude.
Bye. Au revoir.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Gene. Bye now.
So long, Mr. Count.
Now that guy was strange.
Very strange indeed, Ray.
So strange.
So what was that all about, Pam?
Nothing, really. Just a blast from the past. Well, I guess you American guys can take a tip from the Europeans. The hand kissing and all, it makes us girls feel like ladies. Right, Dorothy?
Uh-huh. So very ladylike.
Okay, I'll bite. Won't you let me kiss your hand? good. good.
Jim and I's fairy tale romance gets a bit rocky for a little while after our encounter with the Count. But as time goes by, Jim begins to invite me into his sacred space, into his world of poetry. On this special night, Jim lights a candle and reads me a poem. He calls it
My Heart Dreams. Rise up. Release your delicate visions. Innocent child, so pure, so naive. Write your own stars, your own immortality. How we laugh without logic, without sin, in our soft, silky minds. The sounds of eternity swirling around us now, singing new thoughts out of ancient whispers. Sparkling light years of supernovas past. Come with me, everything is liquid now. Come with me into my hot dream.
Wow. That's so beautiful, Jim.
Thank you, darling.
I never met anyone quite like you before. In the social circles I grew up in, everyone was so, quote, normal.
I can dig it, Pam.
I suppose there has to be at least one person in the crowd to shake things up. I was that person in my family, and I guess you were in yours.
Yeah, that's very insightful.
Do you have any other poems you'd like to share? I could just listen to you forever.
I do. And yet, I can think of other things we could do right now.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah?
Perhaps have our own hot dream.
And what might be going on in that dream, my love?
I'll give you one guess.
Oh, Jim.
Oh, sweetheart.
Oh, Jim.
I love you so much.
Oh, Jim. It's the next morning. I'm about to leave for work to the clothing boutique. But first, I have to push Jim away, as he is definitely still in the mood. Not now, I say, giving him a quick kiss as I walk out the door. Bye, honey. Bye-bye. Then, later on, feeling restless and a little rejected, Jim too leaves the cottage and wanders out into the streets, looking for inspiration. After stopping at a bar, Jim runs into an old lover, Sue Peterson, otherwise known as Sexy Sue. Sexy Sue gives Jim a long, lingering hug, reminding him of the good times they used to have. She also points out how very nearby her apartment is. Having had just a few too many drinks at this point, Jim just can't resist the temptation. As the fates would have it, my busybody co-worker, Janet, is also nearby and sees Jim leave the scene with Sexy Sue. Oh boy. Janet tells me what she saw. And all of 48 hours later, when Jim finally makes his way back home, I've already made a very, very tough decision.
I'm back.
Jim, where were you? With Sue Peterson?
Pam, now let me explain.
Explain? Get out of here now!
Hey, nice throw. You could have been a pitcher.
I'm serious. Were you with Sue Peterson?
You mean Sexy Sue?
What? What did you say?
Well, gosh, Pam.
Are you drunk, too?
Oh, wow. Heavy vibes.
Jim, I have had it. I've thought about it. I want you out.
Out of what? The band?
No, not your precious band. I want you out of here, out of my home, and my life.
But what about all my stuff?
Your stuff?
You missed again.
Is that what you're concerned about? Fine, fine. I'm going out for a drink, and when I get back, you and all of your stuff are gone. Got it?
But...
You couldn't even keep it in your pants until I got home, could you, Jim? Janet was right. Some men are just like that.
Honey, baby, let's talk about this.
Talking's over.
But Pam...
Good luck, and goodbye.
They say that understanding is the pathway to forgiveness. And I did come to understand what haunted Jim. The life he knew before we met, especially his early years. And now we go back for a glimpse at the most catalyzing event of Jim's childhood. His first experience with the other side.
The other side.
So, here we are. Daddy, Ma, the grand folks, and me.
And me.
All in one car. Driving through the desert. But what are we driving into?
A nightmare.
A truckload of Indians. Overturned, bleeding into the next life. Daddy stops the car. We're surrounded by police and flashing lights. Daddy's getting out of the car. No, don't do that. No, Daddy. Oh, look. I can see my own reflection in the window. But... I'm only 4 years old. The police are waving to Daddy. Go back. Go back to the car. Oh, look over there. Ghosts of Indian people. Spinning around. Spinning. Listen, drums. Tribal drums. Oh, my young, fragile, eggshell mind. Oh, good. Daddy's back in the car. We're starting on down the highway now. I know I shouldn't, but I just have to look back.
Don't look back.
Oh, no. Some old shaman's spirit. He's leaping at me. Right into me. Oh, no. This has to be a dream. Wake up, little boy. Wake up.
After several days of moping around at his friend Dennis's place, Jim calls his cosmic mate. Me, begging for a second chance. And he does this nearly every hour on the hour, until I give in. I take Jim back into my heart, but Jim's past childhood memories and psychic visions of the future keep crowding into his mind. His futile attempts to exorcise his own demons by writing about them comes to naught. All of this as he nears his destiny of fame and fortune. Jim forgets to bathe, the time of day, and to love the one he's with. Weeks into our new start, I'm at the end of my rope again. It's all I can do to get any sleep as Jim falls deeper and deeper into his nightmares.
No, stop. You can't come in. Go away. Go away.
Wake up. Jim, wake up.
Huh?
You're only dreaming. Jim, it's just a dream.
What?
Wake up. Jim, come out of it.
Oh, Pam.
Jim, it's a dream.
What'd you say just now?
What? It's just a dream.
That's it. That's what my mother said. All the dead Indians.
Oh, sweetie. Is it that again?
Daddy got back in the car, and we left.
I know. Jim, I remember. You told me.
I can't get it out of my head, Pam.
I know. I can't either. Your obsession with darkness and writing day and night, it's driving me crazy, too.
But I have to write. For the visions.
I know. You've told me.
Chaos, Pam. Men in black masks shooting at people. Planes crashing into buildings.
Jim, come on.
Souls leaving bodies. Bridges collapsing.
Please, Jim.
I keep hearing voices. We want the world, and we want it now. What can that mean, Pam?
I don't know, and I don't care. It's over. I've had enough.
Enough? Enough of what?
I can't do it anymore.
You can't do what?
You. It's always about you. What about me, Jim? My problems. My dreams.
Oh, I didn't know.
Right. You don't know my dreams. You don't even ask. I want things. I want my own clothing boutique and a bigger place to live.
Gee, Pam, I thought you were fairly content.
Content? With you free-falling, losing your mind? Ignoring me? Oh, I need a change, Jim.
But you know I love you, don't you?
It's not enough. I feel like I'm trying to breathe underwater.
Like trying to breathe underwater. Wow. That's a great line, honey.
What?
Well, isn't it?
You're a dreamer, Mr. Morrison. The books you read, Jack Kerouac, Nietzsche, William Blake.
I love those guys.
The drugs you take, always wanting to expand your mind. I can't take it anymore, Jim. I'm leaving this dream.
You're right. It does feel like breathing underwater.
If you really love me, you won't try to stop me.
Stop you? From doing what, Pam?
Leaving you.
You mean again?
Okay, so I did leave Jim again, for ample reason. I even left my little cottage in pursuit of my own life, my own dreams. I turned to the only money resource I knew to finance all the new things I wanted. My own clothing boutique, a bigger home. Sorry if this sounds shallow. But as a baby boomer born after World War II in 1946, when the economy was on an upswing, I guess I was a little spoiled. I just wanted those things again. So, I turned to my mysterious friend, the Count, a.k.a. Gene, Mr. Moneybags. He, of course, had less than benevolent motives in helping me financially, and I reluctantly became his trophy girl. But when I won't give him what he really wants, my sincere, loving devotion, he demands greater control over my business, leaving me in yet another trap. And this time, without my cosmic pillow. Meanwhile,
Jim is still in limbo.
Pam? Pam?
No, man. It's me, Dennis.
Oh, it's just you.
Where you been, Jim?
I don't know, man.
Are you and Pam still broke up?
Yeah, we're still all broke up.
Oh, that's good.
What? How is that good?
Well, at least she's not cheating on you. I heard it through the grapevine that she was on the town, you know, with that count guy.
That son of a...
That count guy's a trip, man.
Okay, what'd you hear? Give me all the details.
Oh, forget about it, Jim.
Details, Dennis.
Well, okay. Money. Diamonds. He has her wearing this purple dress. Weird stuff, dude.
Oh, shut up, man. Stop.
Listen, man. I also heard she's really not happy. You know, with this count guy. He's like a control freak or something.
Okay, that's it, Dennis. I gotta see her.
Sure, man. You gotta get clarity or closure or something.
Closure? More like justice. Later, my friend. Come on, answer me. Pam, don't do this.
Yes?
Pam, is that you? Well, answer me.
Hello, this is Pamela Corson.
How are you?
Whom am I speaking to?
Who? Me, Jim. I've been trying to reach you.
It's a little late, don't you think?
I don't know what time it is. I'm worried about you.
Oh, I'm fine, Mr. Morrison.
That's not what I hear. I miss you so much, Pam.
Listen, Jim, I can't let you drag me back into your dark obsession.
I need you, Pam.
But I need to get off the phone.
That creep's no good for you.
Mind your own business, Jim.
We have something, Pam. Something cosmic. Real.
It's too late. It's just too late. Several months have passed. It's 1967, and The Doors' first album has gone gold, with the hit song, Light My Fire. Overnight success can be too much for some gentle souls, and Jim is certainly that. His friends even call him Angel Dude for his kind-heartedness. Prone to visions, dreams, nightmares, and unpredictable usage of mind-altering substances, Jim often finds himself deep in spiritual confusion. And now we go back to a supernatural experience from Jim's early days of fame and fortune.
Where am I?
What's happening? I can't wake up.
Can't move.
Is this real? Where am I?
In a dream.
In a dream? Who the hell are you? You look like that. That count. That thief. Are you a demon?
Oh, I'm a little more than that. Jimmy.
More? What do you mean, more?
It's me, your old friend, the deal maker.
Who?
The devil, dummy.
So, what do you want?
For starters, a smidgen of gratitude is in order. Did I not give you everything you begged for? The money, the fame, the women. My God, the women. Jimmy, you dog.
Hey, that's over now. I don't need them. All I want is Pam.
How touching.
I told you, I'm beyond it. I'm beyond it, okay?
No. You're still up to your neck in it. Nobody forced you to sign all those dotted lines. Contract after contract. The devil is in the details, Jimmy.
The details? Oh, sweet Gabriel.
What? What? Holy crap. Thanks a lot, Jimmy. Gotta go, my boy. Gotta go. I'll catch you on the flip side.
Oh, my God. I'm in deeper than I thought. Please, somebody help me. Give me sanctuary. Oh, sweet Gabriel.
Yes? You rang?
Huh? Who are you?
I heard you, Jim. I am here for you.
Are you Gabriel?
Yes, at your service.
I can feel you, but I can't really see you.
I am one with you, with the essence of your soul. In this way, we are you.
Yeah, and apparently you chased off the devil. Oh, thank you.
You're welcome. But time is short for us. So, about your request.
You mean Pam?
Yes, Pam. Sweet Pam.
I know. She's the one for me. No matter what I do, it just doesn't seem to... And then there's that damn count. Sorry.
It's okay, Jim. This isn't my first spiritual rodeo. I've heard a few four-letter words in my day.
I think she thinks she's in love with him. Or some damn... Sorry.
Quiet your mind. Quiet your mind, Jim. Remember the first time you joined hearts with Pam in this life. Breathe deep and slow. Be there in the timeless, ever-flowing presence of love, love, love.
Yes.
Love.
Yes. I feel it.
Good. Good, Jim. Now call to her. Call to her.
You mean on the phone?
No, silly. Jesus. Call to her with your heart. With that big, beautiful heart.
Oh, okay.
You two belong together. You know this. She knows this. And now, I must bid you adieu.
But why? Why, Gabriel?
Well, for starters, you're about to wake up. Wake up.
Oh, man. That was some dream. Or is this a dream? Anyway, it's good to be back here in present time. I hope you're enjoying the story so far. Things do get a bit dark from here out. But like I said before, just hold on. Hold on, my friends. The light will come.
heavens would have it, I heard Jim's call to Hart. I packed my bags and showed up on his doorstep the very next day. After all we had been through together and apart, all we could think of at the time was the relief of being back in each other's arms and into the passions of love. The next day, we were off to be best man and bridesmaid at City Hall for our friends Ray and Dorothy. The wedding may have given me grand ideas, but it brought up fears for Jim. Fears of being tamed and locked down. As much as he needed our union, he was still addicted to freedom. Later in the day, I go on home, and Jim goes out to get a six-pack of beer. And then, as the tempest would have it, Jim runs into his old UCLA friend, Felix. Felix the cat. Now, this particular soul is on a bit of a dark mission in life. So, from here, the roller coaster takes a quick turn and a sudden fall.
Hey, Morrison. How you doing, man?
Felix, hey, old buddy. Old film school buddy.
Not that old big shot. I hear your songs on the radio all the time. I just turn the dial, and there you are, man.
Yeah, the band's doing pretty good.
The band? Jim, you're a superstar now. You're the man, not the band.
Nah, come on. We're a band. You know, the four-sided diamond.
Looks to me like all the cameras are on you, Jim.
Yeah, well, but I'm trying to keep it all in perspective.
Why bother? Just ride the tiger. Isn't that what you used to say?
Far out, man. Far out. Look, I gotta go.
Hey, you wanna come back to my apartment? You know, hang out?
For old time's sake, yeah, definitely tempting, but I'm just picking up a little beer and heading back to Pam, you know.
Pam? The girl who throws things across the room? You still with her? What are you thinking? Listen, I've got something very trippy for you, Jim.
Uh-huh. What's that, Felix?
Belladonna. Man, you're gonna fly tonight.
Hey, I got band practice tomorrow. You know, I got responsibilities now.
Responsibilities? A steady chick. What's wrong with you, man? Next thing I know, you'll be wearing a suit and tie.
A suit and tie? Me? No. That would be a shocker, though.
Be real with me, dude. Is that chick controlling you?
No, Felix. I'm still my own man. Don't worry about it.
Doesn't sound like it to me, man. Hey, you want the ultimate chick? Ingest the belladonna. The belladonna. You'll see the ultimate chick. The green lady.
You sound like a salesman, Felix. But yeah, hey man, I'm hip to the green lady. Some say she's a protective spirit of the British Isles, while others say she's a demon, man, that'll suck your blood dry.
Yeah, well, maybe she's a little of both.
What's so funny, man?
Oh, I was just thinking about a line in one of your songs. The time to hesitate is through.
So true, man.
The time to hesitate is through. So what'll it be? Are you in or out? Or are you afraid?
All right, Felix the cat. I'm not afraid. Belladonna, Green Lady, let's do it.
Really? Good. Good. Now that's the Jim Morrison I remember.
And so, Jim gives in to peer pressure, not to mention psychedelic curiosity. He thinks he can do it all and come out unscathed. The two mind travelers go back to Felix's apartment to consume the belladonna, to embrace the green lady. A step once taken that cannot be taken back.
Whoa. Felix, I see what you mean. It's really coming on strong, man.
Awesome.
I can see her. I can see the Green Lady.
Awesome. You're the man. Celtic origins. Chosen.
But
even, you're not your old lady's boy toy. Not anymore.
Oh, man.
People listen to you. You are powerful.
Yeah.
You call all the shots. Not your old lady.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
All the weaklings of this world, toss them aside. Embrace the Green Lady.
Hey, I get it now. I believe it. I run this show.
Yeah, that's the Jim Morrison I remember. Now, kiss her, Jim. Kiss the Green Lady.
Wow, Felix. She's like all the women in the world. And one. Only better.
That's it, man. Keep going, man.
It's like with her. I'm superior. And she's mine.
Awesome. Awesome. And now, you are mine.
What? What the hell did you just say?
No, 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 Jim. Your mind. Keep expanding your mind. That's what I mean. Don't get paranoid on me, man.
Paranoid? Yeah, okay. Like a man searching for paradise lost. He seems to be a fool to those who never sought the other world. To those who only seek to deceive.
Right. Right. That's, very insightful. Hey, I got it ready. Here, old buddy. Have a little more. Just a little more.
It's midnight in the City of Angels, and Jim is wandering the streets with a bottle of wild turkey in a paper bag and a Green Lady in his eyes. He's back to pushing the boundaries of sanity and safety. Like a magnet for trouble, Jim heads down a dark alley towards trash cans on fire. The downtrodden of humanity gather near for warmth. Jim sees ghosts of little children dancing around the fires. Without caution, he strolls up to the homeless folks.
Well, this does look like fun.
Hear, hear, good people. What merriment have we?
Hey, mister.
Huh?
Come a little closer.
Okay. Hey, I love all your little dancing children.
What children?
You mean you can't see them?
No, man. You gonna share that bottle?
Huh? Sure. Take a swig. Take two.
Ride on, new friend.
Your clothes, Jimmy. You got your clothes dirty.
Did you hear that? Did you hear that?
Did I hear what?
My mother.
I'm so ashamed of you, Jimmy.
There it is again. Go away, Mommy, dearest. Are you sure you didn't hear that?
Whoa, man. Don't freak out on us. Hey, aren't you that guy? That singer on the billboard?
I am he. The latest sensation.
Are you out of your mind coming down here?
Excellent question. Where am I exactly?
Where the sun don't shine, boy. There be monsters in these parts.
Monsters? Are you serious?
You best get on before something bad happens.
That's very wise. Are you a shaman?
Hell no.
Are you my father?
No, man. I'm your shadow.
Jim is almost all the way back home, and somewhat in pain from binging on alcohol and hallucinogens. His childhood-driven rage is building. His visions of wanting to lash out at his father. Jim's song, The End, is playing over and over in his mind. Playing over and over in his mind. Playing over and over in his mind. Playing over and over in his mind.
Listen to your mother, Jim.
Get out of my head, Dad.
You'll never be an upright citizen, Jim.
Maybe I don't want to be upright, old man. Maybe I like being a pariah.
Never.
Jim, it's 2 a.m. Keep it down.
Let me in. Move out of the way.
All right, Jim. Just be quiet. Where were you? I was worried.
Out. I was just out.
You look really hammered. Are you drunk again?
You know, Felix said he'd say something like that.
Felix?
Yeah,
That guy who got you in so much trouble in school?
Felix the Gat.
I can't believe this. You're screwing everything up again.
Hey, who's the star here?
You're the screw-up.
Watch your mouth, Pam.
Father, I want to hurt you.
I'm sick of it. I'm sick of you.
Mother?
You're a loser, Jim. A loser.
I'm warning you.
I want to.
Ow! You hit me.
Shut up and come here. Let me get a grip on you.
Stop it!
You're mine, green lady.
Jim, stop it! You're hurting me. Let go.
Maybe I mean to hurt you.
You what? Who are you? Ow!
Pam. Oh my God. What have I done?
My face.
Oh, Pam. I'm so sorry.
You hurt me, Jim. You hurt me.
Jim really did go too far this time. And I had a shiner to prove it. If that wasn't enough, Jim comes home the next night with lipstick on his collar. I, his beautiful young cosmic girlfriend, simply explode. I throw anything I can pick up at him. And then I run into the bedroom. Jim thinks the fight is over. Until minutes later, when heavy knocks come on the door. That must be the police.
Police.
Oh my. How'd that happen?
Jim! Jim, honey. I think you have visitors.
Oh, yeah? Who?
Open the door and find out, slugger.
Pam, you called the fuzz?
That's Officer Johnson to you, buddy.
Sorry, officer.
Is there a Pamela Curson here?
Yes, I am.
Well, hello, miss. I'm Officer Johnson. This here's Officer Parks.
Ma'am, howdy.
Nice to meet the both of you. My saviors.
You reported a domestic disturbance?
Yes, I did. You're looking at him.
Did he give you that black eye? Hey, aren't you Jim Morrison?
Yeah, that's me, officer.
My girlfriend's like in love with you. We saw you at the Whiskey-A-Go-Go. Hey, How about you, Parks? You recognize this guy?
Of course. My kids bought your single, The Fire Song.
Far out, man. Very cool.
Excuse me. I called you to take him away, not get his autograph. He's a violent drunk.
Okay, miss. Did he or did he not give you that black eye?
That's right. He's the perp.
Well, do you want to press charges, Miss Corson?
Yeah, no. Just get him out of here.
What do you say, buddy? Can you find some place to go, or do you need to sleep in a cell?
No. I mean, yeah. Yeah, I got friends.
I appreciate that.
Whatever makes Pam happy.
Just go, Jim. I'm tired.
Then again, I might need what's under these papers here. Oh, look. Look, Officer Johnson. A stack of unpaid parking tickets with Pamela Kirsten's name on them. These are probably for you, sir.
Jim, what are you doing?
Some of these are at least 2 years old. You're free to go, Mr. Morrison. Stay out of trouble. But you, Miss Corson, we're going to have to place you under arrest.
What?
Yep. She's your perp, all right. Be gentle, though. I love her like no other. I really, really do.
Ain't Love Grand? Jim and Pam. Yep, my plan backfires, and I'm the one who gets hauled off to jail. Thankfully, Jim goes down to the station and posts my bail. With a bit of emotional negotiation, the two of us are right back home, like it never happened. But it did happen. And I'm starting to hate myself for loving him. Meanwhile, Jim's so exhausted from burning the candle at both ends that he thinks he's having a nervous breakdown. He tells Ray he's quitting the band, but Ray talks him into taking a vacation instead. Well, that didn't last long. Within a couple of weeks, Jim is stir-crazy. He gets up a second wind and takes off with a band for a European tour. London, Germany, and of course, Amsterdam. This is where Jim really does have a breakdown. It's September 15th, 1968, in Amsterdam. Jim passes out from exhaustion in the dressing room and is taken to the hospital. All this right before the band is about to go on stage. You know what they say, the show must go on. Ray, Robbie, and John are ready to play, and the crowd is getting restless.
Ladies and gentlemen of Amsterdam, good evening. We have an announcement. Jim Morrison has been taken to the hospital. All we know is that he suddenly took ill during Jefferson Airplane's song, The White Rabbit. On the other hand, the three remaining members of the band are ready to play, but only if you want them to. So let's hear it. If you want them to come out and play. Well, alrighty then. Here they are. Let's hear it for the Doors.
Jim did survive his trip to the hospital, and the band survived playing a concert without Jim. But they all realized that the Doors are no longer the four-sided diamond that they started out to be. It was at this point that I started urging him to leave the band. Increasingly, audiences seemed to be there more to see and respond to Jim's antics than to hear the music. The freak show, as some called it. Jim's life is like a runaway train now. And he really wants off. But how do you stop a runaway train? Some would say, you'll have to cause a wreck. Which brings us to the infamous concert in Miami, Florida, Jim's home state. It's March 1st, 1969. Fueled by a fight between Jim and I this morning, and his flight being an hour late, Jim is all liquored up and ready to conquer the stage with a secret, devious plan to shock and awe the audience.
Hello, Miami. Let me look at you. 15,000 people in a 10,000 capacity room. Far out. Far out. I love you, Miami. I love you. Okay, people. I ain't talking about no revolution. I ain't talking about no demonstration. I'm talking about having a good time. I'm talking about dancing in the streets. I'm talking about love. Love. Till it hurts, people. Till it hurts. Ah, what's the use? You're all a bunch of slaves. A bunch of slaves. Maybe you like being pushed around. Maybe. I don't know. Oh, I get it. You came here to see something, didn't you? A spectacle. Maybe even a miracle. Wanna see my miracle? My love? All right. I'll just rip this shirt off first. And then I'll just zip this thing down. Ooh. Like a bullfighter. My shirt has my cape. I will tease you and please you. Here it is. Catch a glimpse of this reptilian monster. Oh, God. No, you didn't see it. Too fast. Okay, here it is again. Just like a bullfighter. No, you missed it again. Oh, well. But seriously, folks, do you want to get naked? This is your show. You can do anything you want. No laws. Let's just do it. I feel dizzy. I just want to save the world, people. I just want to change the world. Oh, what's the use?
Wow, that was too much. But it's over. And I'm back here with you in present time. Hell of a concert, though. Did I mention I was holding a goat in my arms at one point? I thought it was pretty funny at the time. Like some kind of mass religious hallucination. Some people were even seeing snakes that night. including the Dale County Sheriff's Office, who actually thought I exposed myself. Unbelievable. Maybe I did go too far. Again, you decide. It belongs to you now. It's your ride. It's your ride. Just hold on. Hold on, my friends. The light will come.
What a storm it was that historic day in the annals of rock and roll. Like a dog without a bone, Jim found himself discussing his case, his very freedom, with his trusted lawyer, Max Fink. The system that Jim so fervently rebelled against now had him in a legal bind. And so, Max Fink lays it on the line.
This is one ugly bag of snakes, Jim. A $5,000 bail, a canceled concert tour. What the hell are you thinking?
Hey, Max. Good to see you too, man.
Likewise, buddy. But we've got to build a strong defense here. It's to your credit that you turned yourself in, but these people are political. They're trying to make an example of you.
But I didn't do it. I didn't.
Didn't do what? Expose yourself? You didn't expose yourself?
Right. That's what I'm telling you.
Well, what about the other charges? Open profanity. Does that sound familiar?
Well, yeah, I mean...
What else do they have here? Let's see. Lewd and lascivious behavior. Was that you?
I wouldn't describe myself that way, but...
Mm-hmm. And what about public drunkenness?
Now that one I can explain. Look, I don't know. I was having a bad day, Max.
And why in Florida, Jim? Isn't Florida like your home state where your parents live?
Maybe I thought it was a good way to pay homage to my loving parents.
Jim?
You know, thank them for ignoring me when I told them I was being abused. Take it like a man, Jimmy. Make your daddy proud.
Now, Jim.
Mother knows best. You need a haircut, Jimmy.
Jim, you're just rambling. Come on now, I need you to focus.
I just love it when others demand we deny our life's experience. Just be what they want us to be.
What did you just say?
Ignoring all the signs, forcing us to destroy the little child we really are inside.
Whoa, whoa, too much information, Jim.
Sorry, Max.
No, wait, that's it. That's good.
What's good?
Yes, we can use that angle, Jim. The abuse you suffered as a little squirt, leading to the lewd and lascivious behavior. That could fly in court.
What? No way, Max. I'm not going to be their helpless little victim on display.
Well, you better not dick this around. Tell them what they want to hear and get back to your music.
Hey, counselor, straight up, can they really put me away?
Jim, they're talking 6 months hard labor and a $500 fine. And that's only if we get most of these charges dropped.
Come on, man. You got to do something.
Well, don't panic, don't panic. We can appeal it, drag it out. Where's your lady, Pam? Judges like pretty ladies.
I told her to stay in L.A. She's not exactly my best character witness right now.
Hold it together, Jim. Your life isn't over yet. Can you do that for me? Can you hold it together?
Well, sure, Max. I mean, don't I always?
Mm-hmm. No comment.
Well, the authorities were determined to convict Jim of indecent exposure, and that they did with a 6-month sentence in the slammer, plus a $500 fine. But for now,
Jim was still out on bail until some future date, at which time the sentence would begin. A future date that would never come in time to be fulfilled. Like fugitives on the run, the band keeps going. New songs, new concerts, and new troubles. They're in New Orleans now, where the Doors are to play their last gig. The last time the world will see the four-sided diamond. And the last time they'll see the infamous Jimbo on stage. We go now into the mind of Jim Morrison in the last minutes of the New Orleans concert.
Okay. Just a few more minutes. Just a little more. Thank God it's the last song. I'm so exhausted. I feel crazy. So lost. I feel like my spirit is leaving me. But I won't stop. I won't give in. I'll smash this mic stand into the stage. I'll smash this mic stand. Splinters flying everywhere.
Splinters flying everywhere.
Oh my God. What is it? Like a mist coming out of the top of my head.
Ray.
Ray is staring at me. He sees it.
The band sees it.
They're all staring at me.
No.
No. Into this state. I will destroy this world.
I will destroy this world.
This merciless world.
It's been a long haul for the boys in the band. Six albums, international touring, highs and lows of epic proportions. As for Jim and I, between the late night partying, the drunken brawls, and the stepping out on each other, it's a miracle that our relationship survived. We so needed a healing from the chaos, and so did the members in the band. After the insanity of the New Orleans concert, which would become known as their farewell concert, everyone entered a new phase. I went back to our flat in Paris. The band cycled back to where they began, Los Angeles, California. And Jim joins them there for a meeting of the minds. Jim, Ray, Robbie, and John all together at the Doors studio office. Refreshed and ready to see where it all goes from here.
Hey, Ray. Hey, guys. Great to see you.
Hey,
great to
Jim.
See you too, man.
It's been a while.
So, Jim, are you okay?
Yeah, Ray. I'm doing good.
Well, that's a relief.
What's up, you guys? Yo, Ray, Mr. Keyboards and Bass Man. What's with the long faces?
Well, we've been talking, Jim, you know, about chilling it on the whole touring thing and just concentrating on recording.
We? Is that true, Robbie? Mr. Guitar Man? Have you been talking about this without me?
What? No, not without you. We just thought we could stay in L.A. and get some tracks together.
I'm kidding. I'm teasing you. That sounds great. You guys read my mind. How about you, John? Mr. Drummer Man? What say you?
You know me, Jim.
I love the studio, and the road was kinda rough, man.
Oh, I agree. And the thing is, we gotta finish our last album.
You saying
what?
We're not going to work together anymore?
Our last album.
Easy, fellas. Easy. Hey, Ray, explain it to him.
Yeah, guys. Jim's just talking about our contract.
That's right. Our contract with Elektra. One more album, and the jig is up.
You mean one more album, and we are free?
Yes, John. It's our lucky number 7.
Oh, free at last? Oh, that's great.
Well, what about after that? Jim?
No worries. Robbie, my brother. Hey, I love you guys. We'll just keep doing it our way.
All right. That's great.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, Jim. One more for Elektra. I assume you have an album concept?
I do, in fact, Ray. You guys like women, don't you?
Definitely, Jim.
And how's about L.A. women?
L.A. citizens.
You got that right.
Oh, yeah.
L.A. woman. That's the idea. An ode to women. In particular, a song called L.A. Woman. Can you dig it?
L.A. Woman?
Time's a waste.
Hell yeah.
That's right.
We got an album to make, boys.
Doors are back.
Lucky number 7.
Yeah.
One more album.
One more.
Let's get it.
All right.
Dig it.
And so, the communal mind of the band known as The Doors is once again in full swing. The recording sessions yielding songs that will live on for generations to come. With all the excitement of their first album, they near completion of their last album. Much to the band's surprise, and largely from my urging, Jim takes a break from it all. He leaves it to Ray and the guys to do the finishing touches on the album and boards a flight to join me in Paris. Beautiful Paris, where Jim and I can rekindle and restart to make sense of it all.
Pam, honey, do you think we should even try to get out of bed today?
Maybe not today. It's safe and warm here. Maybe we should just hold on to each other and remember to forget to remember everything that's happened in our lives.
Who's the poet now? I just wish things had been different.
They are different now, hon. Let's just savor each moment. It really is all that we have.
I know you're right. I just can't help feeling, though, that I'm running out of time. And there's so much more I want to do.
Oh, Jim, I know how much you love life and music and people and me. That's what matters. That in the end, we loved.
I do love you, Pam.
And I you. Just relax. I'm yours forever.
I do have a poem for you today. Just lay back on your pillow and let the words caress your mind.
Yes, Jim. I'm listening.
It's called I Got the Cool Breeze Blowing on My Back in the Hot Sun. I got the cool breeze blowing on my back in the hot sun. Wonder when I'll make it home. If I do, I won't complain. I won't. It's so good to be home. The cool water pouring out the faucet. Drinking deep cold water pouring down my head. Steam rises off. Just a dream. Why is it I get to die in the desert of my dreams, whilst others get to play in the fountain of joy, of jubilance, of celebration? It's not fair, yet all is fair. All is here and there, simultaneously.
You dig? Pam, honey, if only we could be remembered by our finest dreams and to never let them go. It's all about choice, you know?
Yes, Jim. Later that day, Jim awakens frightened, choking cold. He desperately looks for me, but I've gone out. Something's very wrong. Jim's head is throbbing. It's so hard to breathe. He knows this is his time, but he keeps thinking, there's so much more I came here to do. He suffers alone for hours. And then, Jim Morrison on July 3rd, 1971, crosses over to the other side. And now, here one last time, Jim's eternal soul joins us to describe his death experience and thereafter.
It was dark. I was alone. Suddenly, all my physical pain had stopped. I called out.
Hello? Hello?
But no one answered. I thought to myself, you really did it this time, Jim. You really did break on through to the other side. I sensed that I was in a huge tunnel. And then someone came to me. A guide to help me with my crossing. To take me to meet my soul group. It was so comforting. There's so much love here. You can't imagine. I felt their love. I knew all of them. Mostly from other past lives. Then I was shown a review of the life I had just lived as the infamous Jim Morrison. It was like watching a movie of every moment of my life. I came to realize that I was the writer, actor, producer, and director of it all. Far out. Very far out. When I was here on Earth, I was truly a man on a mission. To shock people awake. To open doors to their minds. To help them look beyond the superficial walls of illusion. But I pushed myself too hard into things that shortened my life. I did achieve a lot, though, in that short time. Reaching out to millions of people. For time to come. Here on the other side, I was given a glimpse of what my life could have been had I not died so soon. Everything I always dreamed of, I would have done after being a rock star. Writing plays, movies, books, mellowing into a deeply spiritual place. As it turns out, I'm doing most of those things where I am now. Creation does continue on the other side, as well as on Earth. We can even help those of you on Earth who are open to it. Just love what you're doing. Ask for our help and we're there. You'd be amazed at how thin the veil is between this side and the side you're on. The earthly dramas fade away, but the love never ends. I used to say, you live, you die, and death not ends it. So true. Pam and I are so happy our lives have been meaningful and perhaps entertaining for you. Perhaps we'll meet again in this life. or in the next. Until then, always remember to hold on. Hold on, my friends. The light will come.
It's me, Pam again. Jim said a lot from the other side, and I just wanted to add a few more words of my own. I loved Jim with a love that surpasses human understanding. I still do. And yet, I have found in this life where I am now that the best love to have is the love of life itself. Always choose life, my friends. Always choose life. We leave you now with one more song. One for the road. Hit it, boys!
Are you out of your mind coming down here?
This is my first spiritual rodeo.
Did he or did he not give you that black eye?
Just a little more.
Joined together by this giant lizard.